Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, January 30th, 2022. U.S. futures are indicating a lower open, with S&P futures indicating 0.9% lower just after 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Treasury yields are higher across tenors. The dollar is weaker versus the euro, flat versus the yen, and firmer against the sterling and Aussie. Crude oil is lower, gold is softer. Chinese markets returned from the Lunar New Year holiday with mainland indices higher in their first trading day back, while the Hang Seng was sharply lower. European indices have opened in negative territory. Focus this week will be on central banks and their battle against market expectations. This week we'll see rate decisions from the Fed, the ECB, and the Bank of England. U.S. tech earnings may also be influential, with Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, Meta, Pfizer, and McDonald's amongst the bigger names due. During the upcoming week, 107 S&P 500 companies, including six Dow 30 components, are scheduled to report results for the fourth quarter. On the macro data front, high-frequency data from China over the Lunar New Year indicates reopening momentum continued through the holiday. In Spain, CPI came in higher than expected. German Q4 preliminary GDP and Eurozone January business and consumer sentiment are also due this morning, but post this recording. Nothing of note on today's U.S. macro calendar. In corporate news, Bloomberg discussed difficulties among memory chip producers, which are facing multiple headwinds, including abundant inventories, customers cutting orders, and falling product prices. Renault has agreed to lower its stake in Nissan Motor as part of a revamped alliance between the two groups. Bloomberg reports Baidu said it would launch an as-yet-unnamed AI chatbot service in March. Economic Daily News reports Hanhai Precision Industry is rumored to be in negotiation with General Motors for OEM EV orders. Also in APAC, the Adani Group responded to the Hindenburg short seller report, rebuffing the report as an attack on India. The two sides continue to go back and forth. The Financial Times reported Adani threatened legal action against Hindenburg, which responded it would welcome a suit as it could ask for a list of documents in discovery process. And on the M&A front in Europe, OK Diario reports, citing market sources, that the main shareholders of Cellnex Telecom would be willing to accept the takeover bid by American Tower and Brookfield at a price of between 40 and 45 euro a share. Back to earnings. Earnings this morning will include Franklin Resources before the open, while Whirlpool and Helmerich & Payne report after the close. Asian equities ended mixed on Monday in a cautious trade ahead of the week's main risk events. Greater China was mixed, as mentioned. Taiwan finished higher on its first day trading in more than a week. South Korea was lower. Australia also finished slightly down. Japan was mixed, but the Nikkei ended on a six-week high. India was down, with Adani-related stocks mixed. In regional news, Japan and the Netherlands are reportedly set to join the U.S. in restricting exports of advanced chip-making equipment to China. A deal hasn't been formally announced, and actual implementation could take months. But in a response to Caijin, ASML said restrictions will include, but are not limited to, deep ultraviolet lithography machines, and that they are in talks with authorities about the details. Separately, Bloomberg discussed more signs of China economic normalization that is proceeding quicker than expected. Along those lines, at a meeting on Saturday, the State Council reiterated its pledge to boost consumption and make it the main driving force of the economy. European indices are weaker early in their sessions. Weekend developments in Europe include reports the UK is close to a preliminary deal with the EU on Northern Ireland. Chancellor Hunt also warned Sunak inflation may not fall as quickly as hoped. On the central bank front, the London Times reported that the Bank of England will upgrade its economic outlook on Thursday when it is expected to hike rates by another 50 basis points to 4%. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Monday, January 30th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.